As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wolves hiding nearby, whispering, do or die. Around me, you say your last good night while I
there is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers, and at the same time
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night close in.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
As I wait to say my last goodbye.
These are the Cywar soldiers.
You know, the more I think about that, and I've kind of thought this from the beginning, the more I think it's not so much a recruitment ad as it is a last goodbye. And there are a lot of crazy things going on these days. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio, where we don't eat dog food and we don't skin cats, but we do practice what we preach, and we do investigate the various ways in which shenanigans and hijinks at the highest ranks of Faustian power are waged. Thanks for joining us on another episode as we continue to explore the rapid, unscheduled disassembly, the RUD, of American culture as SpaceX principal integration engineer John Innsbrucker might say. Where's George Carlin's euphemistic policing when we need it? Welcome to another episode of Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, April 21st, 2023. And I think we will continue along the lines that we've been on sort of all week, not necessarily intentionally. But a quick anecdote, perhaps. I have told the story. There's one person that listens to this broadcast from time to time that knows exactly who I'm talking about. And it's real interesting to see the unraveling. This person commented, I was wondering today what exactly injured this person so much. There must be something the rest of us don't know about. This person must have been injured by it. I just want to ask, what happened? My understanding is this person grew up in a loving, conservative Christian, sounds sounds redundant, but grew up in a conservative Christian home in a small Idaho panhandle town, and really, I think, had a uniquely well-informed but biblical perspective on the world. That was about 15 years ago. And ever since then, after going to the coastal universities, this person basically had their mind, they got the, the Whitaker Chambers treatment, so to speak. And now, gosh, like a different person. And so I saw on social media, this person had commented to the Fox News post about John Rich's saying, imagine some guys going to a bar, hey, give us a round of Bud Lights, that'll never happen again. And this person comments how something like how unbelievably fragile. And, the irony, because this person is the brittle kind of person, and the brittle relationships this person has online is exactly what Chamath Palihapitiya was describing in his 2017 Stanford School of Business talk. I'm pretty sure it was 2017. And the warnings from the experts, from Chamath Palihapitiya, he says, hey, I used to be a senior level guy. Now I'm not on social media. Maybe I post once a year or something. Jaron Lanier, same thing. Others, same thing. Why are they saying that? This interaction, this artificial synthetic, space is not real. And it is so seductive and alluring in ways, but we don't realize, I don't think we recognize where the line should be. Where is the line between we're just having, I know people use Facebook, for example, just for, there are some people that use it pretty effectively just for, kind of town hall type of stuff. Not really gossipy, but hey, this is what, here is the city council meeting and or the minutes from that, and people comment on it. And sure, there's a little bit of, a little bit of a back and forth, but that's the usual water fountain, town hall kind of stuff, I think. But where's the line between that and the dopamine feedback addiction? And the idea that you have to be reinforced by this imaginary group of people that in a certain context doesn't actually exist. I think it's weird. And you can see kind of the extreme of that in young people, for example, that get together. I saw a group of, I think it was 4 or 5 young people walking down the road the other day in a beautiful, one of the most, I don't know. One of of the hottest vacation spots in the country. Beautiful place. So I'm walking down the road with breathtaking scenery all around them. Walking down the road, every single one of them had their phones or their heads down looking at their phones. Amazing they didn't, you know, fall into a ditch walking down the road. I mean, the beauty, you know, what are you looking at that you that can't wait? Maybe it's important. I don't think any, you know, there probably wasn't an emergency for any of them. If there was, they would have been behaving differently. But, you know, you have all of the scenic beauty. Not to mention, maybe you should be paying attention so you don't get run over. So where is that line? Anyway, I see this comment and I think, you know, that's ironic because you're the one who's so brittle that, you know, if somebody even sneezes or, you know, breathes in your direction wrong, you are, you know, this is one of the original, most virulent, hardcore social justice warriors crusading for a cause that is not this person's own. It's a really strange thing to see, you know, for this person who's come from where this person has come, where, you know, this person grew up, the family, the place, all of that, to know, you know, that I have had conversations with this person and thinking, who are you? Because you just seem like a different person. And it can happen to anybody. I think we've all had conversations and talked about how through the initial moments of the COVID shenanigans, there were people that we thought would, you know, these people are loud and proud and outspoken up until that moment about, you know, freedom and liberty and personal autonomy and these kinds of things. And then the next thing you know, you bump into them and they are, you know, they got 17 masks and talking all crazy on the, you know, on the collectivist crazy train. And you just think, what happened to you? So I think, you know, with this person, I think that, and it is ironic every time I see anything that apparently is coming from this person. I think a couple of things, maybe. One, if you're mad, it's working, which is part of the reason that we've been, you know, recently, I think in the last, well, pretty much ever since the Ghost in the Machine PSYOP video came out, we've played it fairly regularly. Just as a reminder, you know, one, how about we say, we see you, we know what you're doing, which includes, if you're mad, it's working. Because that's what's supposed to happen. We're supposed to get mad at each other and project our psychic mutilation out into, you know, these false battles, these false controversies, these synthetic controversies. But, you know, also I think, particularly in this person's case, what happened? It really makes me curious. I mean, it makes me wonder what happened that has you so blinded, because I know for a fact that you were raised better than this. At least that was the perception. Was there something weird going on? Sure didn't seem like it. You really have to, you know, I'm not going to deny reality, but, you know, by the same token, from all outward appearances, you couldn't have been raised better. So, to convince me otherwise, I think there needs to be some kind of evidence. So I just wonder what happened. Was it after, you know, was it after, was it at these other places? I mean, what happened? Apparently it can happen. So anyway, if you're mad, it's working. I think we need less of that. Less outrage would probably be a good thing. More understanding, more grace, more mercy with one another. That's probably a good thing. And, but there's a weird weaponization of the psychological forces. There's a gaslighting of God. And, one of the best evidences of that I've seen recently. Yesterday I was commenting with Mr. Bordop about the fact that, you know, when I, if you use Skype, you know that they have their fancy animated emoji library. And I was going to type, you know, we had a problem yesterday with an embedded video. I try to provide, YouTube links with the little, you know, start and end timestamps on them these days, just to make things easy for the person on the other, you know, the person on the board. And sometimes they don't work for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why, but in, you know, as was the case yesterday, so I sent another link. There was not the embed code link, you know, youtube.com/embed/ video ID, and then, you know, the stuff that comes after that for the embed code, start, end, etc. I tried to send just the regular link with the start time on it, and I was sending a message after that, you know, the updated link, without the embed code, the non-embed link should work. And I was typing non-embed in parentheses. And when I type non, there was a whole host of non-binary emojis in the library, which I thought was peculiar. Why is that? Gosh, you know, when did that start happening? And so this is the point, though, about the gaslighting. What about, you know, how come I can't type Christian in parentheses, or cross, or Christ, or Jesus, or Easter, or resurrection, or anything like that? I can type Easter Island, really? Or, you know, for that matter, why can't I type Jew, or Jewish, or Judaism, or Muslim, or Islam, not even Zionism, in parentheses? That's a fancy Skype animated emoji. It's gaslighting. We are encouraged to view matters through a particular lens. I'm going to get into that a little bit today. Are you familiar, for example, you know, we've talked about the communitarian bent. We've put that out. I've talked this week, you know, about the resistance operating concept, which builds on Saul Alinsky and Gene Sharp, primarily that sort of model, social justice warrior, you know, community organizing. But are you familiar with sociocracy? It's the same thing, but, you know, are we headed into a break? Yeah, we're headed into a break. I will explain what I mean when we come back, and we will move on. Stick around. More right after this break.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Before we continue, I should mention that I just heard that we lost Fred in Iowa on Good Friday, a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks to the day. And so that's sad news. More sad news. You know, there are folks that we have lost recently. You know, John in Tennessee obviously is one of the folks that we lost early this year. And so Fred will be missed, definitely. And Mr. Bordop and I were just talking about it during the break. I think most people appreciated Fred. Not everyone. Obviously, not everyone held his views, and there were, you know, times that I disagreed. I mean, I still disagree. I just went through the stuff. Last week, I think it was, there was a, you know, I did kind of an emphasis and a focus on the deception of Mormonism. And in a similar sense, I think that this is maybe not the best time to even raise the issue, but I, you know, the subject of Ellen G. White in particular, you know, when there were moments that Fred and I had this conversation on air, and you know, the point is sort of, first of all, they're, you know, setting aside the controversy and the issues with this idea of Adventism, why is it that we have to have this woman, Ellen G. White in this case, who has to interpret things for us? That is a form of Montanism, and it's problematic. Maybe this person does have some amazing whatever, but if we have to have the interpretation of this person, that's a problem, because there are many passages in the New Testament that indicate that Jesus is our high priest, and we don't need any other help. You know, and my favorite, obviously, is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I call it the secret decoder ring, euphemistically, not to be coy or anything like that, but just maybe to pique people's curiosity who are not familiar, and to remind the rest of us in a way that's, in my humble estimation, both disarming but also provocative. Perhaps that makes us just think a little bit deeper about what that really means. It's interesting how we try to do things for ourselves when we ought not. You know, the Bible says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the glory of kings to search a matter out? I don't think that's exactly... That's not exactly right. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search it out. Yeah, the honor of kings. So, you know, do we wait on God's timing? And if it's a thing that he wants to reveal to me, I mean, there are, you know, the Bible is replete with passages that tell us about God's timing. Is it his timing, or am I trying to manufacture something and go find something? Because that's actually a Gnostic concept. That's theosophical, trying to discern the divine wisdom just without God is all, you know. So, you know, like I said, maybe this is not the appropriate moment. But I'm just trying to say, even though we disagreed on some things, and in some cases, very strongly, we could play some clips of Fred, but doggone it, you know. But Fred, you will definitely be missed here. I know that. So, rest in peace, Fred. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Three stupid mistakes turned into shootings. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. In the span of 6 days, there have been three shootings, one of which was deadly, because of innocent mistakes. Two cheerleaders were shot in the parking lot of a Texas grocery store on Tuesday when they accidentally got into the wrong car. On Saturday, a group looking for a friend's house in New York pulled into the wrong driveway, where one of the group was shot to death by the homeowner. Last Thursday, in Missouri, a teenager was shot when he went to the wrong house looking for his twin brothers. Now, I own guns and rarely leave my house without one. I believe in the Second Amendment, but there is a responsibility that goes with the right to bear arms. Get trained, and not just once. Continue training. It is trigger-happy people like these that will cause us all to lose our right to keep and bear arms. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free training videos for members. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Welcome back. Lots going on, lots going on. Like I said, Fred will be missed. and I'm not trying to cast aspersions. On the contrary, I'm trying to say, you know, I think Fred was not afraid of, you know, digging into the messy details of things. And generally speaking, I try to be fairly delicate, but or maybe conscientious is a better word when it comes to sacred cow tipping. You know, it's not always a good idea to just sort of I can't think of the word. Not accidentally, not casually. You know, it's good to be conscientious when you know, again, speaking of the other stuff, I think it's good to be gracious and kind and, you know, exercise some empathy, I guess. Maybe is the wrong word in this context, but just to be thoughtful and considerate before we rush off and say crazy offensive things. This probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Hopefully, maybe it does a little bit, but speaking of this, you know, so I think that, you know, Fred wasn't afraid to offend, that's for sure, but he wasn't trying to be offensive. That was never the point. And so, you know, I think that he had a way of presenting his views that, you know, controversial views that were not I don't think offensive. I think you could sense that his motives were genuine and loving. And I think that resonated with people. That's just my own personal assessment. I can hear Fred, you know, asking the question about the first beast and the second beast of Revelation. And I think the last conversation we had was last month when he called in on the 24th, I think it was. First beast subscribes to fascism and so And then he mentioned another call that he had been on a couple of days prior, and I mentioned, you know, not getting hung up on communism. It's real interesting. You know, I guess, you know, what I'm trying to say overall is I appreciate Fred's compassion and his willingness to, his genuine heart and desire to help the rest of us along. I mean, he had a passion for it, and he wasn't ashamed to share it. You know, like Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I mean, Fred definitely wasn't ashamed of the gospel. So, I think I'll leave it at that. That just sounds like a bunch of rambling, in a sense, but maybe, hopefully not. It definitely ties in, though. You know, there is kind of a Dunning-Kruger kind of thing going on here, not with Fred, but you know, as you start to learn more and more, and you realize the scope and breadth of subject matter, I think it's very humbling. When you don't have as much information, you think it's, you know, there's kind of a full circle thing that happens. You know, you start out and you think, well, it's just this simple. This is what it is. And then you start diving into the details and realize, wow, there's a lot going on here. Speaking of fifth generation warfare, which was kind of at the forefront at the beginning of this week and has been, you know, it's been a continuing subject throughout the week, the various ways. It's total war is what it is. And who is the God of total war? And so no wonder, you know, people are being pitted against each other. When you start to see the scope of it, then I think, you know, it is a humbling thing and it gives us more compassion. So, you know, hopefully that, you know, our exchanges were marked by that. I had a deep appreciation and admiration for Fred. I would say more than anything, you know, one of the things that I appreciated most, maybe most of all about Fred, like John in Tennessee and other folks, is his unshakable faith, which sort of touches on what I mentioned in the first segment of today's broadcast. So many times we see people denying their faith in difficult circumstances, like what we've just been through over the last 3 years. And love him or hate him, I think anybody would say that knew, you know, that ever heard Fred, I think everybody would say he had an unshakable faith. So, like I said, rest in peace, Fred. You will be missed, for sure. I want to dive down the rabbit hole a little bit in a minute. You know, low-intensity operations, the hidden holographic model. We'll explain that. Probably, I think we could do that pretty quickly. And then this other thing, this thing that's, you know, speaking of total war, it's everywhere. The human technocratic blockchain. That's what sociocracy is. And, you know, whatever you call it, sociocracy equals communitarianism equals Fabian democratic socialism equals cybernetic totalism. Maybe we'll unpack that a little bit. The thing that I was thinking about when it comes to the compassion and the hijacking and conscripting of it is this reflexive sociology. And I saw a video that Deborah Marshall did, which is fantastic. What was that titled? I think it's the Elite Theory video, which also is part of this discussion. It's ironic. We got these people working alongside us doing what Bella Dodd described. Every time we had a decision to make in the Communist Party, it's funny, this guy left and he was, you know, walking across the street to Rockefeller Square and saying, you know, and getting the marching orders for the Communist Party from super capitalists. That's funny. How does that work? So we're working alongside the, you know, wizard's curtain. And in sociocracy, the wizard's curtain, you know, the wizard comes out from, or, you know, the wizard's interlocutor comes out from behind the curtain and is watching these groups. Well, that's exactly the holographic structure that, you know, Frank Kitson didn't call it holographic, but that's what he outlined in chapter 6 Insurgency Part 1, Tactics, the Handling of Information, on page 128 that I mentioned before. In figure 5, the diagrammatical representation of a subversive organization in an urban setting, in his book Low Intensity Operations, Subversion, Insurgency, Peacekeeping. It's exactly what, that's the diagram. It's a holographic structure. And Jordan Peterson said that. Remember, we play that clip from time to time. We like to think that a totalitarian state is made up of innocent, oppressed individuals and that all the catastrophes are cascading from the top down. But he said, I don't think that that's true. I think it's more like a holographic structure where the tyranny exists at every single level. So anyway, this idea of sociocracy reflexive sociology in particular is a form of the ancient skepticism, you know, from the Platonic Academy through Pyrrho and Pyrrhonism and to Sextus Empiricus, coming forward, giving us the empirical model and scientific method and radical empiricism and all that kind of stuff. Basically, you know, I saw somebody comment on Deborah Marshall's discussion of this subject. No, actually, it's not the Elite Theory video. It's the Pierre Bourdieu reflexive sociology video that Deborah Marshall did. You can find it on YouTube. And I saw a comment. Somebody commented and said, thank you for doing this video because, I'm paraphrasing, you know, I've searched for years trying to understand what this reflexive sociology is all about, and it never made any sense. And basically, you know, we should play that maybe, and maybe we will in the next hour. But it's this skepticism of ourselves. Maybe we can't trust ourselves. Maybe my view is wrong. And there is a legitimate criticism sometimes of our views, but not always. And so again, what is the lens, what is the context through which, you know, we're asking those questions? And it is, you know, speaking of the gaslighting I mentioned in the first hour, it's always patently ungodly. How ironic. Exclusively. It's never, when you hear these kinds of discussions, it's never framed as, well, even if you make the distinction and say, well, listen, not everyone is a Christian, but if you are a Christian, well, then maybe you should pray about it. Never framed that way. Isn't that funny? Anyway. Let's go to the phones and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome. Oh, we lost Glenn. So, I'll press on, I guess. Maybe Glenn will call back. You know, to just sort of continue on that line, I mean, I hope that makes sense. This is stuff that is, you know, I think super important to really. I think it's part of the gaslighting. Just like what I described with the animated emojis in Skype, it's evidence of the gaslighting. And in a sense, I would call it the Streisand effect. That's interesting. Why do you only have these things that focus on fetish and deviancy and not anything that is normal? Even if we just go on the sheer numbers, you know. Well, what's normal for you, yeah. if America was ever great, it was with a Christian foundation. I do believe and subscribe to the belief that we have had and we do have, you know, America has always had a dual history, which is ironic. And, you know, Manly P. Hall wrote about how throughout the ages, the esoteric contingent has always, you know, they've used the signs and symbols, but they've more recently, they've hidden in the midst of the flock. But now, you know, the unzipping of the Fabian sheep suit has occurred for more than the last 100 years, and we're starting to see the fangs. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While Frank Sinatra sings, stormy weather, the flies and the your flowers of flaming truth beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves.
Welcome back.
Others throw away.
Last segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Let's see, what can we here's one little observation in the last moment here. You know, how crazy, this crazy, I haven't done that. I, you know, think about it all the time, but you know, here's an example. Two things that I think are crazy. You know, there's the Anheuser-Busch controversy, the Bud Light controversy, and you know, the backlash. Again, if you're mad, it's working. We're supposed to have a clash of civilizations, and places, everyone. All the world is a stage. But here's what's crazy. Dan Dix at Press for Truth did a great expose. The video is titled CEO of Anheuser-Busch is former CIA operative now reeling over wokeism Bud Light hangover. How come we don't hear that he is a former CIA operative anywhere else? But what I think is crazier is in all of these pieces, you see Anheuser-Busch CEO all the time. You never see Brendan Whitworth's name. I think that's what's really crazy. We don't see Brendan Whitworth's name anywhere. It doesn't show up. I mean, it's in the articles and stuff, but it's not in any of the headlines. Why is that? So, the fact that Brendan Whitworth was, wink, wink, was a CIA operative, once company, always company, is crazy enough, but the fact that his name is redacted from the headlines, basically, is, I don't think it's just a strange, accidental, coincidental kind of oversight. You know, that's good journalism. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. So you can, you know, is it just because, maybe it's just because his name is too long. Doesn't fit in the headlines. Anheuser-Busch, CEO, we all know who that is. No, not everyone knows. But Dylan Mulvaney's name is in all the headlines. Dylan Mulvaney's name is in all the headlines, but not Brendan Whitworth. Maybe we should go over some grammatical lessons like subject, object, predicate, some basics. Maybe we should revisit grammar, English 101. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.